Native American blood? Anybody out in the audience? A little bit? Anybody? Nobody? Native American blood? Anybody? A little bit? Just a little bit? It is basically the same thing. Come from the same place.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to do it. I think she's in the restroom.
She must be doing a restroom break.
She's in the restroom. Most of us who play flutes, well, half of us have some native blood, some of us don't. All our ancestries are usually mixed. I don't know anybody who has only one. I have some friends who are pure native, but there are 3-4 different tribes mixed together. My stuff is Ogla Lakota, Sioux, what some people call Sioux, and some Huron. Most of us go by 2 or 3 names. Usually flute makers, we go by at least 3 names. So you can call me Tim. You can also call me Wa'onse, which is my Lakota name. And the English translation of that sort of like a grizzly. I was thinking about Quiet Bear.
Oh, yeah.
Quiet Bear is Dwight. Quiet Bear, Matu Inilan. So, 3 different names. There she is.
There she is.
The beautiful thing is that just like you don't have to be Spanish to play a guitar, because guitars were originated in Spain, but obviously you don't have to be Spanish to play guitar, you do not have to be Native American to play a Native American flute. And in fact, we have a Native American flute today largely because of the efforts of a Washichu, of a white guy, who loved the instrument and who preserved it, and also because of the efforts of a Washichuinyan, a woman, who recorded Native music at the turn of the century and onto the original wax cylinders, the old gramophone wax cylinders. And she preserved a lot of the traditional songs that those of us who play that style of music, that's the only way we have of knowing them today, because there was a good 75 years there where there wasn't a lot of Native American music being played. It was basically outlawed on most of the reservations, and the handful of grandfather flutes that have survived were either ones that were buried in places and they've dug them up out of places, or they were hidden in blanket chests on reservations. I had the grand privilege of being able to play probably half of the really old flutes that are more than 100 years old that exist on the planet today. And all of them were cached away. They were all hidden because, cultural assassination was a big thing. We were going to make you into a new thing. And thankful for our ancestors who put those away for us so that we had something to go by. And it's fascinating for us flute makers now to be able to go back, because we have these 50 or 60 instruments that we can look at and measure. And not that we copy them, because we really don't, but we pay homage to them and we learn from them, even though if you listen to them today, they didn't have a real loud voice. Most of them leaked air pretty badly just because of the construction methods that they had versus our modern glues and high-powered electrical everything. But they're so important to us and what we do and preserving this beautiful instrument. We ready?
Okay. From here on, it's kind of a catch as catch can. The musicians are going to play whatever they want to, and our drummer is going to be invited in to play.
That's
an oh yeah, we ought to do that. This old guy up here in front. This is Chandler Davis, he's on the bottom of our schedule here. But Chandler has been involved in drumming for, I don't know, a couple of hundred years, oh, about that, what, 20 years? Yeah. But he heads up the drum circle in Newport, so.
Now, this part, we wanna get your blood flowing and keep your weight and get you a little bit more involved. So we have, these drums are laid out for you, but it's yours, anytime you feel the need or the urge to come up and join in on the drumming, on the blues, on the beat. So I'll show somebody how you pass them out, shakers and noise makers.
Yep, grandson is gonna do that for you. There we go.
And everybody, Chandler's native name is Nanatahe. It means snow on top, fire in the belly. So. We're gonna do this and then do drums, or we're gonna do drums and then?
Yeah, let's do this for Ellen and then.
So, we're gonna do one song quick for Ellen and then we're gonna jump into the rhythm stuff.
So we wanted to create some music to honor Ellen and hold her in our thoughts and prayers since she couldn't be with us. And one thing she loves to do is dance with the flute above the harp. And so we're gonna do some of that tonight and we're recording it so we can send it to her so she can dance with the flutes and the harp, at least in her heart, if not yet in body.
Thank you.
drummers, we need drummers.
Got lots of it there. And shakers.
Make a joyful noise, right? It goes around the world, everyone. Oahuyanco, we all have similarities. We all have things that draw us together. This is one of those things. Every culture on the planet, every culture had two things, flutes and drums, everywhere on the planet. They're a little bit different where you go.
And crazy people.
Thank you.
girl was out drumming there for a little bit. She was
yeah.
Going.
You got to play something else.
You know I hate playing this flute. I say, you know I hate playing this flute. Mark is really fond of going with me when I'm going looking for wood. And we have one really decadent place that we go over in Portland. They're one of probably the top four or five crazy exotic wood places, merchandise in the world. And he comes along, and I'm looking for deals and bargains trying to get the guys to give me better deals on this piece or that piece. Mark goes for one reason and one reason only. He tries to find a piece of wood that will drive me crazy. This was one of those pieces of wood. When I'm going to talk about money, I don't even want to know. I know how much you paid for it. It was a lot of money. And he's like, here, make me a nice flute out of it. Anyway, it's a good flute, though.
It's a point of roll, and it's hard as rock, and
highly poisonous.
10 times longer to make this flute than he's made any other flute.
Oh.
So he cussed me every minute of the day.
Just don't bring out that other one. Don't bring out the...
Okay, I'm short, but this is like really short. Okay, I know Chandler's played along with this one, so let's do Mpaji Mimungu. So we went on a service trip to Kenya several years ago and did my best to learn some Kiswahili while I was there, and there's a saying there, Mpaji Mimungu, that means our Creator provides. Oh, that needed a prayer song. Mpaji ni Mungu nam chukuru kwa adilima. Our Creator provides, I'm so grateful. Imani upendo zurileo. On account of beauty, hope, love. Utu saidie Yesu. Lord Jesus, we ask your assistance. Nirafiki na mwenzangu mchungaji wetu, mchungaji wetu. Our friend, our companion, our shepherd. Mpaji ni Mungu namshukuru kwa ajili ma imani upendo uzuri leo. Utu saidie Yesu, ni rafiki.
chini mungu nam shukuru kwa ajili ma imani upendo uzuri leo utu saidi e yesu ni rafiki na mwenzangu mchungaji wetu mchungaji wetu.
This may be a totally different key. Here goes.
Thank you.
Well, we've kind of come to the end of the time that we had said we were going to run tonight. So unless somebody has something else they want to present, we'll call it an evening. However, the silent auction item, which was the flute that Tim played earlier, the high bidder was an A. St. Clair. Aha, we have a winner. So, and she offered more for his flute than I get for mine. But I'm not the least bit offended. He makes better flutes than I do. That's my opinion. But they are different. They're different, yep. So anyway, that's the end of the program for tonight. If you want to talk to the folks while they're packing up and stuff, I suppose that's welcome.
If you want to look at flutes, come on up.
Yep.
Hear stories or whatever.
Yep. So.
And thank you all for coming tonight.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for the donations. Appreciate it very much.